Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about the books we'd like to recommend.
And Kevin Troller is rejoining us today to
talk
about a book called Finding Ultra, and I think this was a gift that was given to you, correct?
It was. My son gave this to me for my birthday. He sent me a couple of books he knows I like to read, and this was a certainly compelling book. I've gotten into working out like a fiend of late, and so he was probably motivated to say, okay, if you want to work out, let me show you somebody you could strive for.
Oh, okay. So tell us a little bit about what the book covers.
So the book's name, as you said, was Finding Ultra, and it's a guy named Rich Roll. There's really three parts of this book. The first part of the book really goes into very decent athlete to begin with. So he was a swimmer, kind of a geek as a young kid, but he found himself in a pool, really did very, very well to the point that he could have gotten a scholarship wherever he wanted to go to college. Mm-hmm. He wound up going to Stanford, which when he went to Stanford, they won the NCAA title in swimming every year. Unfortunately, Rich was not part of that because he also found another friend in college, beer. He became a flaming alcoholic in college, and he makes no bones about it. And so he basically ruined all the talent that he had, and he dwindled to nothing. I mean, he actually fell out of college. He graduated, but didn't do anything at all with his swimming, became an alcoholic. So the whole first part of the book is about rags to riches story. Here's somebody who had all this talent in the world, and it goes away because of alcohol, and he eventually becomes into AA, find sobriety, and now he's got to rebuild his entire life, get back to where he used to be, and he turns back to working out, swimming.
But he didn't just go with working out and swimming. He kind of took it to a new level, didn't he?
Yeah, he took it to craziness. So he has a couple of early races or something, and all of a sudden someone talks to him about running a triathlon. So a normal triathlon is 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a full marathon, 26.2 miles, one after another.
That basically sounds like torture.
Yeah, that sounds pretty terrible to me.
So I ran 9 on Saturday.
Wow.
It took me 2 hours and 2 minutes to do 9 miles. And I'm thinking about this book, about a guy who would swim 2.4 miles, 112-mile bike, and a full marathon, 26.2 miles. That's just unheard of. So he comes back and that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He does two of those. And then someone says, well, let's do an ultra.
Oh, yep.
So an ultra triathlon is a 6-mile swim, 220-mile bike, and a 52.4-mile run.
Which, how long does something like that take?
12 to 15 hours if you're really good.
You're very good.
I can't even imagine.
I was thinking the first one took 12 to 15 hours.
Unbelievable. You know, here, I mean, he dove back into working out with a passion that was unbelievable. And he does a couple of those. And then he has a friend in one of the ultras that says, hey, it's never been done before. People who do the Ironman triathlon, that's done in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, it's never been done before, but what if we did an Ironman on 5 different islands in 5 consecutive days?
Oh, so now he took it to new levels of crazy.
Wait. So he's going to go on 5 consecutive days, this 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a marathon, 26.2 miles.
On 5 different islands.
5 different days consecutively, which means he has to do it in time to get to the airport, to get to the next place. Well, he actually misses twice. So he actually did the 5, and they did it, but they did it in 7 days.
Okay.
But still, can you even imagine at that pace? So the book starts, rags to riches story, guy with talent, peters it all away, becomes an alcoholic, comes back, finds his sobriety. Now he's just being crazy in terms of how he's working out now. And then the third part of the book is how he turned to a total vegan lifestyle. So the book in his mind is to debunk this myth that if you're working out with that kind of passion, you obviously need a lot of protein. And so everyone talks about the meat and the fish and the chicken and everything you need to eat. And he says, no, you can get all the protein that you need from plants.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a total vegan. okay. while he's doing all of this.
Does he ever mention in the beginning of the second part, like, his philosophy on why he went so hard back? Because even starting as a swimmer in college and high school does not really translate into running multiple ultra triathlons.
A lot of times people treat those all as separate hobbies.
Yeah. Does he talk about why he went so hard in the other direction?
He doesn't. Although I will tell you, I've been on my own program for 20 weeks now. So 20 mm-hmm. weeks ago, my wife and I decided that we were going to start eating healthier. Mm-hmm. So we're certainly not doing what he's doing, but we're intermittent fasting. We only eat between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. And even when we're eating what we're supposed to be eating mm-hmm. in moderation. So once we started that, then we started working out. And now a normal day for me might be like a 3/10 mile swim and maybe a 10 to 15 mile bike ride. And I might walk after that.
So you're working your way up to a triathlon.
Well, I did one 3 weeks ago, but it was a sprint triathlon, so it was 3/10 mile swim, 15-mile bike, and a 5K, a 3.1-mile run, which I broke 2 hours of that, 1 hour and 59 minutes. So again, in perspective to what this guy's doing, I can't even fathom what he's doing. But what I will tell you about it is over time, that workout is as addicting as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So like last week, we had a council meeting. And so I left on Thursday night and it was dark and I was driving home and literally my body said, oh, you think you're not working out today? Get in the pool. And so I got home and I got in the pool because the body craves that kind of workout. Now he's at a completely different level. So I don't know why, and he doesn't ever say why he got into that level. Part of it is he's just that good of an athlete.
I
mean, if you could swim at that kind of level, but still to put the miles that he's putting on and the pounding, because your body's got to be able to take all that exercise. And even what we're doing now, it's kind of surprising for 20 weeks the body's taking it. When he's talking about doing 220-mile bikes and 50-mile runs and consecutive days of that, I just don't know. Some bodies can tolerate that, and obviously his can.
Yeah.
But the average person couldn't do that.
Now, I've known people who've gone for some of those, like, multi-day bike riding events where it's, you know, you cycle like all day every day for 2 to 3 days in a row, and usually to prepare for it they're doing things like carb loading and stuff like that so they have energy. Does he talk about how he fuels himself through some of this?
He does. As a matter of fact, you know, if I look right here, I put a placeholder in here. The book actually stops right here and there's all this. He's got 5 appendices in this book that talks to his daily regimen and here's what it looks like, how I eat, here's what I eat, here's when I eat.
I can only imagine how much he has to eat.
Oh, and then he has a lot of recipes that he puts in there. So if you want to see how he does all that. And actually, he talks about it's a lot given what he's actually doing. So he does have to fuel it. But it's not exorbitant from what you would think he's putting in his body. And it's all plant. So it's a lot of smoothie drinking.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, you know, different kind of organic food, plant food, all grass-fed food. So he goes through a very exhaustive part at the end of this book, about 100 pages, where he's talking. He's trying to teach you that despite you're never going to probably do what he's doing from an exercise standpoint, but even if you're doing what I'm doing or what anyone else is doing, you can do it. And he's going to teach you that you can do all of it on plants, that you don't have to have any type of meat.
Have you ventured into some vegan recipes?
I have not.
Oh, I will recommend very quickly. We have a vegan recipe book I accidentally picked up. Did not realize it was a vegan book. It's called Thug Kitchen, and they have a recipe for quinoa taco mix, and it is so good that I saved the recipe, and I have made it like 6 or 7
have
times.
Have you really?
It's so good.
So I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
I haven't started cooking. So I like grilling and smoking out at home. So it's very common on the weekend that I grill and smoke the week's worth of food and then we just eat off it all week long. So I haven't gotten into the vegan and the grass-fed and all that. I'm not opposed to it. I mean, if it was there, I would do it.
Yeah.
And maybe if I started making some, I'd enjoy it. But I like meat. I really do.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
What does he do professionally? Is he just now a sponsored triathlon person or?
Yeah, he is. So he, kind of funny part, when he drops out of Stanford, he goes into Cornell Law School and he actually gets a law degree, but he's a pretty lazy student and he didn't really apply. So he got a law degree, then he got a couple of jobs as a lawyer, and he quickly talks about how boring and mundane the work in a law firm is. He doesn't do that anymore either. He's got mm-hmm. some nonprofit organization that he works out, and he does a lot of work and spokesperson, and he does a lot of that motivational speaking based on his story, mm-hmm. especially the part about, you know, going through AA and putting his life back together, stuff like that. But he's basically a professional trained athlete.
Yeah.
He's paid, he's on a team, he's endorsed.
Okay.
And then he makes money from both what he's doing to do that and speaking.
It feels like he's lived multiple lives already. He was a lawyer, he was a swimmer, now he's a motivational spokesperson and a triathlete.
Oh, it's crazy. Look at that picture. I mean, there he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a pretty slender guy on the cover of that
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it looks mostly muscle.
That's about all he is, but... An amazing story. I mean, mm-hmm. truly, it's one of those motivational books because, you know, I try and look at everything in the perspective. You know, I consider myself a very flawed individual, and most of us are more focused on our weaknesses than other kind of things. His is different than mine, but we all have them. And so mm-hmm. life is all about overcoming those challenges, whether it's personal or whatever. Interestingly enough, I mean, I could never do what he does from an athletic standpoint, mm-hmm. but doing what I'm doing now, certainly he's motivated me. He's taken it to a level he never would have. I would say in the 20 weeks and what I'm doing now in a weekend where I may have 3 workouts on a Saturday, 3 or 4 on a Sunday, 6 or 7 on the weekend wouldn't have been something I'd have done 20 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure how long my body will tolerate that either. But when I read something about what this guy did, I know it's possible. So whatever our personal goals are, we could certainly take it up a notch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does he say why he wanted to go vegan? Because that's such a personal choice for so many people.
So he marries a woman later on. He has one marriage that literally lasts about 15 minutes. And the woman didn't even like him by the time they got married. And she went through with the marriage really for the party.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was shortly after the wedding. I mean, things are just sour. And he's going, what the heck is going on here? And she said, I really didn't want to get married. So
wow.
All of that ends. Many years later, he finds a woman, falls madly in love. She's got 3, 4, 5 kids already. She's kind of a hippie. And so it's her lifestyle that he actually adopts.
Okay.
She was more into it than he was,
mm-hmm.
and he adopted that lifestyle. And she absolutely motivates him, supports him, and everything that he wants to do. So.
Is she also athletic? Like, does she enjoy...
No.
No? Okay.
No.
I was wondering, because it has to take up a large amount of his life, and sometimes it's hard for people to reconcile when your hobby is... Every single day.
Yeah.
So she's been part of the support team. So if mm-hmm. you do ultras or Ironman, you have to have a team of people that are riding with you in a car and feeding you and watering you and hydrating
yeah.
you. And if your bike breaks down, repairing you and all that. And she's part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's bought
So they
in
participate totally. Together in different ways.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Good.
Okay, that's all the questions I can think of.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for bringing a really different book than what we've been
I think this is
lately.
The first book of this kind that we've had that focuses on, like, lifestyle choices in that way.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind yeah. of, I think it'll appeal to a lot of crowds because it's both a memoir as well as something that's more, like, healthy living.
And aspirational
focused.
A
yes.
little bit.
Well, if you need that touch of motivation, if you need to get that touch of, wow, I think I've fallen down a couple of times, I need to get back up, and then I need to challenge myself. I don't know what you'd have to tell yourself on that vegan side, but who knows? Maybe the next time I come in here and do a book with you, maybe I'll have turned vegan too. Who knows?
Maybe.
All right. And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.